You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Landing us into another hour of Neon Jazz is trombonist Dickie Wells with the 1958 song Stan's Dance off his hip album titled Bones for the King. The Centerville, Tennessee native moved to New York City in 1926 and joined the Lloyd Scott Band, then played with Count Basie and went on to the bright jazz lights to gig with cats like Fletcher Henderson, Benny Carter, Jimmy Rushing, and the great Ray Charles. Later in life, he suffered a severe beating that affected his memory badly, but he recovered and continued to perform. He played frequently at the West End Jazz Club at 116th and Broadway with his band called The Countsmen. His famed trombone is now housed at Rutgers University in Jersey for all to see. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town many would have loved to have been a fly on the wall back in the 18 and Vine Jazz District heyday in the 20s, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the jazz we dig the most, with music from cats like Stan Kessler, John Coltrane, Art Blakey, and many more. Our next segue into the jazz comes from a very talented Kansas City-based guitarist, Brian Baguette, with his trio on the 2012 song Wave off his Heartland Jazz CD, which is a very good one.
Thank you. Baggett, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Israeli jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, and bandleader Anat Cohen with the 2005 Viente Anos off her album Place and Time. She arrived in the U.S. back in 1996, and in 2007, 11 years later, she won the awards for the up-and-coming artist and clarinetist of the year from the Jazz Journalist Association. From there, the floodgate of awards just kept arriving. She was also voted clarinetist of the year in 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12, and 13, and was honored as the multi-readist of the year in 2012 and this year, 2013. Initially, she was known for her accomplishments on the saxophone, but she switched over to the clarinet. Jazz is in the family lineage. Her brother is trumpeter Avashai Cohen, so they have it all there in the family. Here's yet another Kansas City cat on the show with a brand new album and a set of songs that happen to be free if you look for it. Off the 2013 demo EP with his Boogaloo 7, here's Hammond B3 man Chris Hazleton with the song Grandpa's Boogaloo.
Thank you. B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was a solid lineup of cats right there. That was Billy Bean on guitar, Walter Norris on piano, and Hal Gaylor on the bass, with the 2000 song called Motivation. Led by Philly native Billy Bean, he's worked with musicians like Bud Shank and Charlie Ventura over the years. He has always been a proverbial sideman, so this album was a welcome into a leader role for Billy, and it's a good album and song. This next song is about an accident, but it's rather intentional. Here's Philippe Sales with the 2007 song Freudian Slip off his Mind Motion CD.
Thank you. This is Brian Stever, Kansas City drummer. And if you are listening to Neon Jazz by Joe Domino every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, you should be.
That was musician, guitar player, and music educator Lenny Brow with the 1969 song Blues Theme No. 2 off the album called The Velvet Touch of Lenny Brow. He was known for blending many styles of music, such as jazz, country, classical, and flamenco guitar. He was a huge inspiration to country guitarists like Chet Atkins, and he used a fingerstyle technique not often used in jazz guitar. As a native of Maine, Lenny started his jazz journey in 1959 when he left his parents' country band after his father slapped him in the face for using jazz improvisation on stage. He then went on to a career in jazz. Lenny battled drug abuse all of his life, and his end was a mystery and had the mix of a solid country jazz song. In 1984, his body was found in a swimming pool at his apartment complex in L.A. The unsolved case has one strong lead as to what happened. He was strangled by his wife, Jewel. Since his death, his albums have been reissued and documentaries have been made about his life, and it's a storied one and one that can be put up there in legendary status. Let's shine a bit more here on Neon Jazz. Here's Jack Garden with the 2009 song, Shine.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented group The Waverly Seven with the tune A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square off the 2007 album called Yo Bobby. These jazz cats on this recording included Anad and Avashi Cohen, and this album was the debut by this New York septet and was a tribute to the late, great Bobby Darin. This is a high-energy album featuring some of the best musicians in New York City today, and you will really enjoy it if you pick it up. This next tune is a rousing one by the Earl Alski All-Stars with the 2008 song Cakewalking Babies Back Home off the album With Jazz from Russia. We'll be right back. Again, that was the Uralsky All-Stars with the 2008 song Cakewalking Babies Back Home, and it was a good one. Let's leave this episode with a star in the jazz universe. Here's alto saxophonist, composer, band leader, and educator, and a member of the Downbeat Hall of Fame, Mr. Jackie McLean, teamed up with the Tina Brooks Sextet on the 1960 song Medina. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and Kansas City's hardest working radio man, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. Just let us know you're out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.